He was in a heart Yeah, just one of my questions. We were asked to, whether or not, would the young have been offered a position on cabinet? I talked to John earlier about this, and I can see this. John suggested we say that there was a discussion regarding this availability, there was no formal offer made, because it was indicated that he was not available at that time, or such.
He was saying, yeah, it's for, Chair, I should say, the President wanted to start asking whether he would consider a position in cabinet or head of the position in government, so he did not want to consider one.
That's essentially what we said at the time.
That's just what we said at the time, you can refer back to what I said at the time.
The question did come up.
It came up, it's already been answered, that's why I remember exactly what I said, that whether he would consider a position, he said, no, he felt that his work in urgently, more important than anything he was in the government.
And he was very cooperative, working with us, and they were taking us.
He was cooperative, working with us, transition period, for government, and so forth. Well, anyway.
If you do want to do the Dewey thing, you want to affect the timing, we should move on to tell him.
I wonder on this person, we should do a earlier. I'm probably the damn thing, and show us basically, they can summarize and comes out on the 19th, and I'd like to know it before it comes out. You see, where we announced, well, no. We're not on the 18th.
We're going to wait till Linda announces the press, we're not going to announce it anyway.
We got to do two of that, so the same thing. We want to do a press conference next week. We do a Friday, February 26th.
Good, that's the, you got the stand standard the night before.
True, but I mean, clear the day before, except for the social aid, the stand standard. Kind of thank you, Mr. Murphy. That far as they do that. That's 3 weeks. That would call the agency. How about this one in the press conference? Shows you the typical of our problems that are
respect for the future. They keep saying we don't. My God, I have to live, as I say, in Blue Guard, I mean, you know, they, in various places, the mayors and the presidents and so forth. And I just feel here that I don't think the Sabres office has enough, but they have a chapter verse, and I'm like, could you maybe get a list of...
This is Sabres office, the problem with this one is answering with the mayors.
Would you guys, no, well, okay, but, you know, I mean, we can counteract it, but what, I'm astonished that we wouldn't, but the,
John said we met with him, he agreed, and I said, my God, I can remember, she said, I didn't meet with Lindsay for, that's true, for about a year, but now we were back with Lugar, we were in Indianapolis, you know, mayors have been here. You recall, I can remember,
has the information, I'm really curious, who's got the information, not pulling the information out, but they,
they should have a practice handkerchief on its ready, it's because he, by John said, he's in press conferences all the time, and he's breathing, so why was he refuses to meet with mayors and blacks? Maybe one chapter and verse, so he's had eight meetings, maybe, mayors, you know, that's it. I'll leave it to him. Outside and inside both, everything. That's what I thought.
We haven't met with the mayor's committee on legislation, this kind of legislation, yeah. Which is Lindsay's, it's loaded with it. It's Lindsay and Alioto and Stokes and the committee's action, I suppose.
Let's be damn sure that our guys, and I do have this, let's be sure that the staff is not aware of these people. I don't know why we have the meetings unless it's for that purpose. But who has charge of that? For example, who, where is that material? So that I know, you know where it is.
Yeah, the meetings.
Yeah, like, you know, never asked.
Well, we have a, everybody around has a copy of the, you know, the total log of them, and then we have, through the archives office, we can run through and get a specific answer on any questions. You know, how many,
just a bunch of what the law, or the total log, what we really need.
So they get the total log and pull it out for anybody to answer any hard question.
Everybody got an argument. Say, I'll look at them.
So how many congressmen or how many mayors or whatever it is.
That's what I mean.
Don told me this when he got back, that, you know, he had made the decision and moved on it, because he felt it's this exactly, to avoid exactly this kind of thing. This stuff, those bastards, there's just no way you can win, you know, it's just impossible. You know, I open the shack, you hear, fuck, it'd be nice to them, and they turn against the person.
Jesus Christ, if anybody's businessman, I seem to be run out of our ears around here, you know.
Yep.
And I thought we were doing reasonably well there, you know. Stans, another one, maybe he could do it. Maybe we got the business council people, you know. I think that's why we've been doing it, correct?
Sure.
Now, I'm inclined to think that it could be an overreaction on the standpoint of Moynihan, you know what I mean? Me going down, talking to people, talking to him, you know, commiserate about him. Would you put planning into work?
Sure.
I think what planning ought to do, they ought to redevelop sort of the business community. They ought to be thankful we're here. We're fighting the battles all the time. Is there something that's wrong there, possibly? Or maybe it is this thing. Is my man maybe right? Maybe the problem is something there that we're not able to fathom. Well, can't solve it, but I thought maybe planning it should get out. It's already in the process. Not even Stans. Stans give him some work. That Borchester wrote the right letter. He wrote a hell of a one. I saw that. I was just thinking that that's pretty good on that issue.
See, what you're talking about there is a little, you know, mixed team in the business community. They get out of the same kind of thing as we're talking about another.
Yeah, I'm thinking of frankly, loyalists. We need a group of loyalists who, you know, speak up. Loyalists in the Congress, loyalists in the National Committee, loyalists among the governors, loyalists among the business community, a few in other areas. I will get together with Mitch Moore. And that's why what you need among the youth, you need a few loyalists there. It's the next to people. I'm sorry we didn't have a meeting today, but I do have to think of notes when I have to sit.
It's going 6:15 to be.
Yeah, I want to go to see those people. I think that I should go to do anything. Don't you agree?
I feel it, so. If you think so, yeah.
Not much.
I'd rather feel it.
I wouldn't go, to be perfectly frank with you, if we were to draw the line, I wouldn't go over to Hope Lewis.
I would not go over to his camp.
Or to his walls, I wouldn't go to his camp.
But Dewey is a public figure, presidential.
He ran for president twice.
Candidate.
That's the reason.
Has been an advisor to you over the years.
Over 23 years of your background. I don't know if I've been in Congress since 1948. And you kind of
well, as president, you consulted with him often. The thing is,
I wouldn't go to Clay's.
There's some merit to it in that it kind of washes your hands of the young people in a sense, too.
I thought of that. You know, I went to two people.
Well, the people that wonder why the hell you went to Whitney Young's, because it was great, you went to Tom Dewey's. Put it this way. The other hand, if these things run in cycles, people are going to wonder what the hell is the president doing going to funerals all the time.
Well, Dr. Johnson used to go all the time. Well, I don't do that as much, but no. Let me put it this way. If I didn't go to Dewey's after going to Young's, people, that's what I'm really on about. That's the part of it. I think that's actually a good God Almighty. Think of Dewey's friends. And they said, for Christ, you guys have relaxed on the vengeance against us.
You know, he was not his most loyal friend and supporter.
That's right. And it's just as cold as that. And you're right. You're right about that. You cannot do it. I Saturday better, I should say Saturday morning.
It looks better too.
Yeah, I mean, it's plenty of time, it's Wednesday and Saturday, so I'm going to go up there. I argue that there's less for any of that under our administration, so there's even less chance on Saturday than on Friday. A lot of people are in there on Saturdays or sort of get off.
I think you're going to, when you go to a funeral, people are, I don't know, I guess they demonstrated anything and they just don't give a damn.
I don't think demonstrations are period.
I don't either, Mark, we have not, so I've never thought that.
Their technical problem. That's very much our advantage to screw it up. I dig it from the other end, if you run away from these things. Boy. They will go out and do things with those demonstrations. I told John this, I said, John, I said, look, I'll do the mayor's, but I want an hour. He hadn't been worked out, or he did get through an hour, but I said, it was just awful. John said it was just awful.
Did he think so?
Yeah.
You guys are reminded how bad they are.
Volpe wandered all over the world, and then Stanley explained how he got sick and the Air Force flew to Greece.
Kenya. They just see that it don't matter to us. We don't care what is happening in Kenya and what is happening in Nicaragua, and nobody cares. And there was nothing of importance to be discussed.
I'm purely self-serving. It's exactly like we used to back in the civilian life. Whenever somebody went to Hawaii for a 2-week vacation, they'd come back with 30 trays of slides. You'd have to go to their house for dinner and look at their slides of their trip to Hawaii. There's nothing to go with.
Oh boy, I've never shown you home on these.
They're really awful. This is stuff you love. You know, you look at them yourself and you think it's great, but nobody else has the slightest interest. And that's the same with your trip.
Incidentally, I don't need to do anything in terms of these kids writing or anything. I don't know them out. Dewey's sons.
Oh.
I'm not going to write them letters.
I think if you go to the thing,
President Sharif,
you don't have a widow, so there's no.
That's right. And the sons are far away from me.
The people that really matter are not his family. It's his own generation of associates that.
Whole generation.
But there's all that crowd that do matter in their own way. Francis, if something happens to him,
that'll be here.
It seems to me you've got to go to Truman's.
Yes, that'll be here too.
Or, I don't know.
Oh, I think so. They'll have Johnson come by and say, well, they're here.
I don't know what his plan is. We ought to find that out. Well, no, if we ask him, we'll find out, we ask him.
Truman? I just do a memorial service here. I wouldn't go out there. I wouldn't go to Texas. Funeral's not a good thing to go to now, I believe. This idea that this is a good way to go to Kentucky, it's not a good way to go.
Oh, hell no.
People can't cheer, they can't do anything. It's not a way to go. You can't go to the fence, you can't get a good picture.
This doesn't do you any good as far as Kentucky's concerned at all.
Not as far as Iowa's out or anything else. But,
Russell did do you good.
Think so?
Yeah, because it was a different thing.
They attribute to him.
Well, he was a symbol of the South, and
yeah.
Had a lot of benefit.
He recovered, you know.
No, I'll go to Dewey's.
If we can get him over in our French, why I brought this forth is that I told John about the mayor's. I said, I just can't sit through another 2-hour reading and revenue share.
Why do you have to sit in the briefing? Why can't they be briefed first and then you come in?
John just did that about that. You know, it's a funny thing. Everybody in this office, even a whole lot of John, who's close to everything. I mean, for his own pitch, I gotta be through the whole meeting. You know what I mean? John, I gotta do that. And Curtis Garman thinks I gotta be through the blacks. I cannot leave the meeting. I cannot leave the meeting. Congress, I cannot leave the meeting. You know what I mean? You know, the NSC meetings, we've really gone, it's kind of ridiculous there, you know, that Henry won't have a meeting with us. sure they have, you know, this group that's looking into this, that understand the need for you to be in a briefing. I do see the point that you gotta meet with a group